Banyane Ruchsatera, particularly strange Ruchsatera of Avarabo. The Gemara says, Rimim Shmuel, Hishkan Lishnai is Ashla Kar Kirishma, Sarach Lavarech. Kar Kirishma and Sarach Lavarech, Kar Nitab Avarabo. Gemara Shmuel says that Avarabo was really one of Brichas Kirishma. The path to you from Brichas Torah. So if you get up early to learn, you have to say Brichas Torah before you learn. But if you wake up in Davin and then you learn, then you don't have to say Brichas Torah. You put from Avarabo. The Gemara goes on to say, Mamash right after this, Amar Rav Huna. The Gemara's whole discussion, which according to most Rishonim, has nothing to do with the first Memra. And there's this question of what Torah requires Brichas HaTorah. Rav Huna says, L'mikra Tzarech L'varech, if a Chumash, you have Brichas HaTorah, but L'medrash, you don't make a bracha. Rav Huna says, L'mikra, even Medrash needs a bracha, Mishnah doesn't need a bracha. Yechon says, even Mishnah needs a bracha, but Gemara doesn't need a bracha, it doesn't need Brichas HaTorah. Rav Huna says, even Gemara needs Brichas HaTorah. So we'll see exactly what the svar is. Why shouldn't these things need Brichas Torah? What's going on? Vilchera, Talmud Torah, Adarav, Torah Shabbat Peh, is Dika Talmud Torah, Dika Giz, Torah Shabbat Peh. Why should these things not need Brichas Torah? We'll see this. We'll see soon. But
also, why is Brichas Torah part of like the morning brachas? Isn't that bracha which we're going to say Avraham?
What?
Isn't that a bracha chen tzricha if we're going to say Avraham?
And tzricha? No, the Avraham. It's not really Brichas Torah. First of all, we'll see exactly. Avraham doesn't necessarily pater, and we'll see. But there's kind of Brichas Torah. Avraham could work with the Eved, but they could kind of three brachas. You know, you don't have three brachas when you say Avraham, but it's with the Eved, the paters. They could Brichas Torah. It's kind of three brachas. Now, Pashtis, these two Gemaras have nothing to do with each other, except that they're next to each other. However, in other words, because one issue, Shmuel says Avraham Pater is Brichas HaTorah. We have Machlokes over here, like Rashi says Beferish, that this is a separate issue. What type of Torah requires a bracha? However, there's a fascinating shita of the Ravan. And the Ravan, if you the Mashmais of the Ravan, these two Gemaras have very much to do with each other, and the whole discussion of what Brichas Torah paters, that's only talking about L'inyan Avarabo. Because he says, it's actually very cryptic in the Ravan, but the Ravan learns up the Ravan that that's what's going on. And what does he say, B'chal, the Ravan? Hishkim Lishnais, Bein Nikra, Bein Mishnah, Bein Talmud. Guy gets up to learn, gets up to learn, meaning all these three things that the Gemara discusses. Meaning that this Rav Ashita, what was it, Rav? Yeah, you have to make bracha even on Talmud, even on Gemara. He says, Bein Kaidim Shekara Shema, Bein Lachash Kara Shema. Yeah? Whether or not you woke up, whether or not you're learning before Shema or you're learning afterwards, you have to make a bracha on everything. So what happened to Shmuel? Right? He's saying that you have to make a bracha on everything, meaning the whole discussion, what you make a bracha on, that applies bane if this happened before Shema, even after Shema. So what does that mean? What he's saying is that the machlokes that everyone's talking about over here is legabe avarabo. You know, because what did Mara say? Shmuel says, after Avarabo, you don't have to say Brichas Torah anymore. Hishkim to learn before you have to say Brichas Torah. But if you didn't learn until after davening, then you raise Avarabo. And on that, we have the Machlaikis. Rav Huna says that Avarabo only helps Lamikra, but not Lamedrash. Right? Not like this. It says that the Varagra, that all the Rishayim learned, the Pshutai, that these Amraim are not much more. Avarvan Svirle, the Bokul Almighty, the Medrash and Mishnah, everyone hold the Vada. Medrash Mishnah, you have to make a bracha. What's the whole machlaikis? What does Avarabba pater? Rav Huna says, Avarabba only paters Medrash. when it says lemikra tzarach levarech, he means tzarach lachzer levarech. Well, who does that? Lemikra tzarach levarech. What does that mean? That Avaraba is not going to pat the mikra. That's what he's saying. And when the next one says that lemedrash tzarach levarech, is because Avaraba doesn't pat the medrash. And ultimately, Rabba says gam l'talmud tzarach levarech. He's not saying in general you have to make a bracha. He's saying what Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel said, that Avaraba paters. No, it doesn't pater anything. So all the machlekes and what's within you, what is Avaraba pater? So Meila, the maskanas of Gemara is Rabba holds Avaraba doesn't pater anything. That's why the Rabban says Bain, if it was Hishkim, Bain, if you learn before Krishna, and then for sure you have to say brachas and everything. Then everyone's ma'ida. Bain, if you start learning after Shema and you already said Avaraba, no matter what. You start to say Birchas Torah on everything. And that is Taka Machlaikis. On what do you have to say Birchas Torah after Avaraba? However, as we said, the Rishonim learn not like that. Because Rashi says Lahedya. Rashi says, when Rav Huna says, Lemedrash ain't Sarach Levarech, right? Well, according to the Ravon means the Medrash ain't Sarach Levarech because Avaraba patted the Medrash. So here's the opposite. It says Rashi, Afilu Kaidem Avaraba Kamar. Rashi speaks out. The Hainu, the Rashi is learning that the Machlokes in about what Birchas Torah patters, there's nothing to do with Avaraba. Yehuda Mishmuel says that Birchas Torah is only required before, afterwards, no Chiyuv Birchas Torah. Now we have Machlokes and Marayim in general. What type of Torah needs a bracha? Now, L'chaira, Shtik Pella. What's going on with it? Why? What's this strange Gemara? What's this Machlokes over here? What needs Torah? Why shouldn't everything Torah? It's Mitzvah Torah. Why not? And how? What's the Machlokes in the Medrash Mishnah? What's all going on with it? So L'gabi, that's the Machlokes. So there's Ben Yaida. Tamid Rabbi Yaida in the back of the Gemara say. Rabbi Yechanan says, the Mishnah Tzarech Levarech, because Rav Huna said only Psukim. Rav Yechanan says even Mishnah. Here's why. Can you stop playing with that? Rav Yechanan says the Mishnah Tzarech Levarech. He says because the Mishnah is Mefarish the Psukim. Umisham loy mitayim mitzvahs. Talmud, you don't have to, because it's only mefarish the Mishnah. Blessed is even Talmud, he has different names. Tzarech Levarech, Shabbat Talmud, Gam came, mefarish, Ikri Pesukim. Even Medrash. So in other words, it was Mavur Ben Yaina, that Be'etzem, everyone agrees to Yisoyed Rav Huna. That Mikra, Tzarech Levarech, and everything else not. Elamai, what's the Machlokes? Since Medrash is Darshin the Pesukim, since the Mishnah is down the Pesukim, since the Gemara is Batsim also in a way being Mepharish the Pesukim, but everything boils down to Pesukim. So it's Mavurim Ben Yaina, that Batsim, the whole Chiyuv, the Birchas Torah Batsim is Pesukim, and that's the Shirish of all the Machlaikas in. Is Mishnah considered Pesukim? Is Gemara considered Pesukim? Is Medrash considered Pesukim? But Bikr is the Pesukim. So the question is, Vaiter, okay, at least we have now a gather what's going on in the Machlaikis. But still the question is, what's the pshat? The Chayra is a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, and Birchas HaTorah is a Birchas HaMitzvah, and mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So why should we daf a Talmud Sukkim? So the Emek Bracha, the first piece of the Emek Bracha, he thought, guys, gosh, the Chayra, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, the Chayra, the Chayra, the Chayra, the Chayra, the Talmud Torah. So he wants to say that this whole sugya, you have a raya to the famous Yisoid of Reb Chaim. The Brisgarov and Hilchos Brachos brings down B'Shem Reb Chaim a new gather in the midst of Birchas HaTorah. And he says Birchas HaTorah is not a regular Birchas HaMitzvah. Rather, it's not a bracha on the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. It's a bracha on the Cheftz of Torah. Torah requires, it's more like a bracha shvach. It's not the mitzvah. Torah requires a bracha. Chayr means it's a mitzvah. It's a bracha shvach on the etzim Torah. Okay, and the pasuk says, "Kishem Hashem Ekra, Havu Goy L'Olkeinu." when you mention the Shem Hashem, Havu Goyli, you have to give Shach Kodesh Baruch Hu. Now, Grada, I think I once heard that someone on the Taina, so what? That what is it? That why the Psukim, right? Because I think someone said, "Apid the Ramban." The Ramban in that Nachdama, the Ramban Al Taira. The Ramban says that the whole Taira is Batsim is Tzrufim, Tzrufim Hashem is Kodesh Baruch Hu. All the letters of the Taira has hundreds and thousands and millions of Tzruf Hashem is Kodesh Baruch Hu. The different formation of the letters, the different. Because he says the original Torah, which Eish Chayra Gab Eish Lavana, it didn't have the words the way we have them. So Batsam, the Kol Tarkul says Ramban is Shuf Hashem is Kodesh Baruch Hu. So Meila could be that's the Pshat and Meyanik Shem Hashem Ekra. When you mention the Shem Hashem, the Hainu Psukim, because all the Psukim of the Torah is Batsam is called Hashem Kodesh Baruch Hu Havagol Kainu, and that's why Batsam it's really the Psukim that you make the Torah on, because that's the Pasuk Shem Hashem Ekra. It's on the Chefs in the Torah, but the Chefs in the Torah is B'Ksav Dafka, because the Torah, the way we know it from is K'shem Hashem Ekra, and that's the whole Shad of the Meyayna. The whole Mechlekes is how are we mitzamtzim? What's called Torah? What's called Torah Shem B'Ksav? Or is that as long as they have a Shaykhus Torah? How much of a Shaykhus does it have to Torah Shem B'Ksav in order to make a bracha? So Meila is describing that of Chaim. Chaim wants to answer the Kashim, which Rebbe Mishnah really talked about, and that is. And that is why is saying Shulchan Aruch the Noshim make a bracha on Birkas HaTorah? So Grad the Gain over there says, so why did Noshim make a bracha on Birkas HaTorah? Says the Gain, there's a Noshim Patan Tam HaTorah. Says the Gain, it's like Gara from Mitzvah Zishan Man Grama. I mean, Noshim, Nishay Ashkenaz and Kapanim, make a bracha on Lulav. Make a bracha on Shaifer, make a bracha on Sukkah, you know the pattern, Chag Yerushainim. So, Melo, Torah also, Noshma Pater, no, Vashi is, they can still make a bracha. Why? Because they get a kin. Now, Chayra, the guy in the Shikapella. The guy in the Shikapella.
Don't you make Mr. Shrach usually on something?
I don't understand your question.
Like, when you smoke something, you make a burn with someone, you eat.
Therefore, what? What's the point?
Can't you just have to make a bracha? Just oh, Torah. Let's make a bracha in the morning. Like, what's it on?
It's on the fact that you get the half of Torah. It's not a bracha sinan. It's not a bracha mitzvah. It's a bracha shvach. Why do you make a bracha? Shnatz sech bina ach ben yemei leila. Shloim sani goy. Why make a bracha? What's it on? Okay. So Meili says that so the Gain is very shver. Another question. The Gain is very shver that the Chayder, the Mechaber, argues in the Ramah. The Mechaber holds that's why B'nai Svarad don't make brachas and mitzvahs. A mitzvah is my grandma. So and that's before Mechayder Mechaber Ramah and Simin Yitzayim by tzitzis. So how could the Gain say? And the reason why women make a bracha is because they get a kiyum. Ray, Mechaba says women make a bracha. Simon Zayin, Mechaba says women make a bracha, make brachas Torah. I, Mechaba, holds women don't make a bracha on tzitzis, lulav, shayfer, and sukkah. So, Gain is the kapel. It's one of those Gain, the chayra, where like, the Gain very often will be mefarish halacha, but not necessarily knows, lulav, divin, Mechaba, I'll say pshat the Mechaba, like that kind of thing. You know what I mean? He'll say, he'll explain the halacha, not necessarily b'shitas the Mechaber. The Gain does that. What?
No.
It's not the same one. But Noshim apart, the man wastes the neck of the Zechem. There's a different term for Noshim. But it's the same idea. On a mitzvah, it's a lot darker than man Rama. And a mitzvah Noshim apart there, for example, it's man Rama. Or for example, Talmud Torah. Just, they can make a bracha. Even the pot, it's a kiyam. They have a kiyam. That's the difference. He's not saying that it's man Rama. He's saying that both are the pot. Okay, so since the Gain is certainly shver the Mechaber, so Mechaber didn't give me another pshat for the Mechaber. So there's many Mahalchim and Rishonim. I ask you to stop. There's many Mahalchim and Rishonim. Some Rishonim say that they have to learn Torah legabe the mitzvahs that they're chayiv in. Some say that they're chayiv to say karbanis. first let's decide if men are chayiv seicha bodes. Maril says women are chayiv seicha bodes. No p'tur. Anyway, but so therefore, there's the barriers as far as the Rishayim already, the Mechayiv Noshim. However, Zakim Chayim, as the Biskor means down, that the reason why Noshim are Chayiv, Birchas HaTaira, because Birchas HaTaira is on the Chefetz of Taira. It's not on the Mitzvah of Talmud Taira. So male Noshim have the Taira as well. Noshim also have the Taira. That's a Gshmak HaTaretz. Well, if you take on these sides, good Taretz answer the Kashim by Noshim.
They have the Torah and the halachas they have to do stuff.
No, without that, they have the Torah. The Torah Shabbos they have the Torah. I mean, they also have the Torah. Right? They were given the Torah. The mitzvahs and the Torah, they were given everything. They have the Torah. Sure. And I'm going to learn the Torah. But
you don't learn like your family. What's the Lashon of your son?
Well, first of all, there's a few brachas. There's a bracha Hashem Shem says it's on the last of the Torah. That's Zichah Lashon of the mitzvahs. The bracha shebracha banu, that certainly sounds like it's a bit of a shvar. Oh, so my is the shtickle smach to b'chayim from Ramban.
How do you learn that?
Last bit of shvar.
That's
good. Last bit of shvar. Okay, last bit of
shvar
sounds like it's a bit of shvar.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, but you know, yeah, a few brachas on this. I don't know. Yeah, you're right. That's a bit of a problem. But the truth of the matter is, though, that's not as the same mocha because you're mostly fine by. Lachnisa b'shavar avinu, yeah. The father that does the mi makes bracha lachnisa, right? So that bracha says a shek nishanu. Still, men of shame holds the book of shvach. Anybody remembers from the bris that we had a couple weeks ago?
This is the
principle
that the father does have a role because
the player
considers
bracha. Say the question: why does the bris say it's still the book of shvach? He brought that men of shame. It says the book of shvach and still the lost shek nishanu b'soi so. The fact it says b'shivanu doesn't necessarily mean that it's not that it's bris mitzvah.
But what he's saying
is that
not
that
a
shirk
becomes
closer, it's
a problem.
No. But
it's
lots
of
the new Torah.
How do you see
the lots of these on the shirk? Okay, I hear. Maiz Ramban in the mitzvah is Shoch Konarav. The Ramban has both essays and lois essays, has a whole list of all the mitzvahs where he feels that the Rambam, Kaviyachol, forgot to count these mitzvahs and it wasn't the minyan mitzvahs. Mitzvah Tezvav, Mitzvah Birchus Torah, Ram doesn't count Birchus Torah. And the man says, why not? It's Mitzvah Raisa. Melo, she part of minyan mitzvahs. Oh, so the man says, interesting lashon. It's the vein of Lahoydis Lishmai. Let's look carefully at the lashon by his side. Lahoydis Lishmai, to thank Hashem, is Baruch Kalesh Nikud Kutaira. Ah, Taiva Gedaila, Shasalana, Besitai, Tairas Elenu. There's a Gval Gutaira, Gval Gutaiva, he gave us the Taira. By the Ainu, a Maisimer, Tsuim Lufana, and he told us what's Ratzifim, Shemem Ninchayel Abba, Ukasher, it's the vein of Bracha, Achar, Kol, Achila, Kainis, the vein of Bazet. Says the Ramban's Madama, Birchas HaTaira, the benching. Yeah? What is Birchas HaTaira for benching? Benching is Zichah Birchas HaShach. Right? The Ramban is Zichah Birchas HaShach. Elamai, Shuk Mashmais in the Ramban, the whole Halachayach of the Ramban is also Mashmais like that. The Birchas HaTaira is a Birchas HaShach, not necessarily Birchas HaMitzvah. So if he's there, there are common kushes that are answered. One is the Biskarah of Gabi Nashim. Another question that's a question, and that is, why is the Birchas HaTaira in the Birchas HaShachar? Hooray, all Birchas HaMitzvah, yeah, if you put on tzitzis, you make a bracha. If you put on tefillin, you make a bracha. If you don't put on tefillin, you're not in the mood, so then you don't make a bracha, right? What? I'm not saying you shouldn't, you know. Yeah, I'm not saying that you're being tzaddik for that. I'm just saying, as far as Birchas HaTaira is concerned, if you make a bracha, you don't put on tefillin, it's a bracha matal. Yeah? So why is Birchas HaTaira as part of Birchas HaShachar?
Well, who says the guys don't want him today?
Yeah, it comes to being a first Seder. Before you open your book, you say Birchas HaTaira. If you decide to learn that day. And it's been as man of me not learning that day, so then you should make a bracha there.
That's what I say,
bracha. Fine, I'm saying, but That's not Mikra Din. It's not Mikra Din in the Gemara. Some of them can't have it. But the question is, though, what's it doing there? Why is it part of the Seder of Berachas Shachar? If he's holding Ramban, then it's good. Just like you thank Hashem, all the things they did, it's like a proof of Mamashum, all that. That would say, even if you're not doing it, we paskin. We don't paskin that you only say Berachas Shachar on the things that you're doing. We would thank Hashem, Kvalius. Right, so you're also thanking Hashem for the Torah. So if he says Kishmak, why it's part of the Shachar? That the Gemara discusses. That the Gemara. Why don't we do it after? Right. We should only do it after. Or why we didn't? Why? He's medamet b'chal. But the Gemara discusses why Berachas Torah is before him and Berachas Mazon is after.
Also,
here
brought the
Rishon. What?
Also, brought the
Rishon. Okay, but that's not the Rishon. Right? Now,
if the hole is not a Berachas Shvach, does that mean you have? Is there there's a time you have to start learning right away?
That's why we say Yerecha on the bar. Now, the third plea is really answered, but this is not. This could be other truths as well. And that is that why b'chal is Av Rabba Pater Berachas Torah? Yeah. Okay. So the version Spanish explains. It talks about Torah and Av Rabba, etc. Okay. But if Berachas Torah is a Berachas Mitzvah, like any other Mitzvah, there's no nusach of Berachas Mitzvah over here in Av Rabba, right? So if the Berachas Mitzvah, why B'chal is trying to use the Mishmul that says Avraham Pater, Mechnei is Avraham Shepater? If you hold the Berachas Shvach, it makes sense. Because the Ma'aseh, you're ready, Meshabech, Meshbaruch Hu, about the Torah in the form of a Bracha. So Meili, you're Yaitze. Meili, you're Yaitze. However, this last Raya, is this last Kasha, not so strong Kasha, because there's a Ramban in Brachas on that Gemara. It says the Ramban handles there whether you last say Kel Mach Nema. Big Shalom Shainim between Abba and Shema. So he says, this is very interesting over there. He says that Abba's Eilam is Berachas Mitzvah on Krishma, the man says. All the mitzvahs in your bracha are v'syasa. Okay, Hallel, Megillah, Kriya Torah, Krishma is a bracha. It's a big shaila. Well, you know, where's the Berachas Mitzvah on Krishma? The man's assuming that the bracha of Rabba is a Berachas Mitzvah on Krishma. Yeah, you don't have a nusach. Hashem Shem says it's fun to look at Krishma. Yeah, but it's a Berachas Mitzvah on Krishma. If Krishma is a mitzvah, like any other mitzvah, right?
What do you mean? What
does
someone down his love to it? So when he says Krishma
Amita, no.
It's a bracha.
It's Tashkirim.
It's a
mapa. No, mapa's not a bracha. Krishma. You don't have a bracha. It's a good question. The Rebbeinu, I believe, beginning bracha, as Taka says, Rebbeinu is early, and beginning to Krishma later, he has to say Abba Zaylam. I believe the Rebbeinu is Ayin Shalom. Our from the base, and then that be a riff, and it's towards the bottom. Say, Echam, if this Ramban, the Ramban's considering the Berachas Mitzvah, then Echam, you're right. The Ramban would have to learn Ben Yehuda. It's a good aura. It's a very good aura. Says Ramban, why is Av Rabba a Berachas Mitzvah in Krishma? What Shaykh is? What do with Krishma? Says Ramban, Vizel Shamarnu. The Berachas Shinun Torah Hi. Berachas Shinun Torah Hi. What does he mean? Where does he get this lashon Berachas Shinun Torah? That's basically Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Yeah, the Gemara says he was a mafsik from his learning, even for Krishma. Why? Says Yerushalmi, Shezeh Shinun, Bezeh Shinun. Meaning, the way most Mepharshim learn, that Zeh Shinun and Zeh Shinun means that Krishma Batsim is Taira. The mitzvah of Krishma is to read the parasha of Krishma. It's not Kabbalah Malchum, I mean, it's that also. But the Chefs of Krishma is Krishma. reading Shema, reading the Pesukim of Torah, these parashas of the Torah, okay, according to this. Because a Meila, that's why the bracha of Amaraba, yeah, is a bracha on Kriyashma, because that's why it talks about Torah, because it's a bracha on Kriyashma. It's a bracha on the Shinum. Meila says they're man, so he bets he made a bracha on Torah. Betzem, Amaraba, in its very essence, is a bracha on Torah. It's not that we're saying, oh, once an Amaraba, okay, now you're potter. No. Amaraba be'etzim is brachas Torah. What brachas Torah? It's a bracha on the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, which is a mitzvah of Torah.
So, why?
One second, right? So Meila, so if he's there, you don't have to say because it's brachas Shvach. Here, Mahanzukah is brachas mitzvah. Okay, maybe Shlomo's theory even. But here we do pshat why Birkas Avraham Pater says the Rabban was a bracha on the Shinun. Yeah. Well, according to that, they weren't. They weren't. According to that, they weren't. Okay, if you read the Gemara, Gemara says a mashkim lomai, then you say Birkas Taira. But if you learn only after davening, then you daven Pater from Avraham, that's full of memra. We'll see. It's not a pashim. It's not a pashim. Where the creation okay, we'll see soon. Okay. Maisa. This is a sheet of the Ramban, Pasha's Brach Shvach, Chaim's Brach Chazatar. The Maisa is many of the Rishonim that's before that Brach Satayra is a regular Brach Mitzvah. For example, the Rajma, the Tshuva, the Bessiah springs down. It says the reason we discuss why do we make so much before? I think why do we make a bracha achrayin entire? Why make a bracha achrayin entire? When we lain, we have bracha achrayin, bracha shem, bracha achrayin. Why make a bracha achrayin entire? Says the Rashba, because the bracha mitzvah, a mitzvah, we don't make a bracha after mitzvah. You make a bracha after eat. We make a bracha achrayin, a mitzvah, we don't make a bracha on mitzvahs. He says Kriya Satayra. So he says there's a special takana of Moshe, takana of Ezra, and takana is a thing. Make it as takana, make a bracha like Mahal Megillah. It's not as the mitzvah. It's as takana's chazal. Takana's chazal has a bracha after.
What's
what? Why did they make takana? Why did they make takana Kriya
Satayra? No, I have a bracha afterwards.
Why by the takana they make a bracha after the mashal? Doesn't explain. Just because he means a riot from Hal and Megillah. I'm not sure what the gather is now. Why? No, that's not. The walk in is always just a problem. People come in, they want to. What is the bracha? And I explain, why is there a bracha? Bracha Mishra, and I admit to you, make a bracha Mishra, make a bracha. Why the kind of you do? Now. Oh, so basically Yosef says, he went out this far, why you should make a bracha chayin on Torah, because when you stop, time for learning never ends, right? They say that camps, right? So why, if time for learning never ends, when exactly you make the bracha? You used to be you have to learn all day and all night. Oh, Elamai. So the Bush also says this far. Because Elamai, what do you want to say? That when you go to sleep, but even when you go to sleep, you're supposed to be thinking learning before you go to sleep. Thinking learning until you fall asleep. Once you fall asleep, when exactly are you going to make the bracha? Now, the Levush says, fascinating thing, says the Levush that we have two brachas in the morning, right? According to some of the three, Baharav, Sumim, Baharav, and Lasek is one bracha. Why do we need two brachas? For? Says one is the bracha chayna on yesterday's learning.
Which one?
Which one? So he says.
It doesn't have to be
on the
sun. That's the first one
you make. Wait. It doesn't make any sense. Right? Because last thing is going in the future. So he says. One second. It's a bad sign. We shouldn't have mocked the mashab bracha banu. Because last thing, lahba mashra, says the Levush. And therefore, if anything to be a bracha chayin on yesterday's learning, it should be asher bracha banu on yesterday. So he says, since by sefer Torah, the masak in the first bracha, asher bracha banu, right, as a bracha rishayna, So Mela, that's why my brother said in Bracha Banu. So Mela, that's why we left that the we want to keep things consistent. So we left that the Bracha, the Asher Bracha Banu, is the Bracha on up and coming Torah, and the last psych is on yesterday's learning. He has Harry Wilson Maharavna, part of Bracha Maharavna. Fakaretz Maharavna, he's saying, goes on what we learned. And we respond to Hashem, Ye'are Befinu, Komash Lamad Nesma. So Meili says, we should keep the Arevis in our mouth, the Arevis that we had yesterday, it should stay by us. Kitzer.
It's a ride that Arevis only comes from as well. It was yesterday's
story. Okay. Oh, so Meili is interesting, the Haggah, they bring the Haggah and Lavush, they ask the Lavush, L'chayra, it's a hefsik. Sleeping is a hefsik. And also, it's not worse. And alright, if you made a bracha on food, and you waited too long, and the food digested, zir equal, you can't make a bracha anymore. So how can you make a bracha on yesterday's learning?
This is a treatment Torah.
Says the Levush. He's tamei on that tamiya. That first of all, he said you have to be right as you're going to sleep, and sleeping is an oinis, it's not a hefsek. Kitzur, then he says, we want to say the bracha chayna that it was a sakel. He says, no dimin klal. But there, the food is a sakel and it's gone. Halacham, man is sakel shaykh. What, they go to sleep, you forget everything you learned the day before. It's not a zakon. That David Melch says, "Teiroscha b'seich b'seich meyai." If I care, the Torah is supposed to become part of you, and the Torah is b'seich meyai. The Torah becomes part of you. What kind of shirikol? It's the adrab. The Torah stays there. It affects you, and it's mashpia on you. So the Torah is still there. So the Levush Meila, there's no problem making bracha chayin on Torah, even though, so to speak, you pass by the shirikol. Akabanim, Niraj Bismavur, Bisyasif, that it's a Birchsa Mitzvah, that's what he says, no, it's not Bracha Achrayin, because it's a Birchsa Mitzvah. It's also a little move like that. Tayyis over there in the base, in Alpha and Base, Tayyis and Dhamma, Birchsa Taira, Tesukkah, and Tayyis discuss over there, if you're mafsik, yeah, if you're mafsik learning, you should have to make it every time. You have to make bracha, it's a hefsek, like by sukkah. So there's how handles that. Yeah. So he says, Betzim, really, because your mind, even a guy, if you're working, your mind's on learning the whole time, your mind's always getting back to your learning. Clear if he's that's not the case. As soon as the guy has a free minute, he's not running to the Gemara. Average about bus and mate, if you know, if Yilak comes home, maybe go to the family, but it's not like, you know, first he's going to see what's going on in the news, and then this and that, and worse, whatever. But the point is, so it's not like he's rushing back to the Gemara. If he's not rushing back to the Gemara, actually, it's really not Pasha Bachal, they shouldn't have to make a bracha, because you look at the Taz over there, according to Taz, I think it's before Betz, we should make a bracha, and maybe it's not to, but it's really not Pasha Bachal. It's really not pashit in the paiskim. It's really not pashit. The guy's going to work, and his mind is not on the learning. You know, he's not running back to every free second. And, you know, he's going back to the Gemara. Okay, that's not the big shit today. Akapanim is mavur in all the Yerushalayim. It's a regular Berachas HaMitzvah. But also in Nav Zayin, the Rosh, we're talking about the guy made the nusach of Berachas HaMitzvahs. We talk about Berachas HaTorah as well. Okay, so Akapanim, it seems to me that this Reb Chaim and Ramban is not so pashut. Many Rishonim seem to view Birchas Taira as a Birchas HaMitzvah. Although, yeah, actually, I think that there's a Sefer Hasidim that says, Batsman's three, it's not two brachas, three brachas. He uses three brachas. He says, one bracha is Birchas HaMitzvah, first bracha, lasek, second bracha is a tefillah. Baharavna, Birchas HaTefillah, Sefer Chassidim says. No, not Sefer Chassidim, Shalos Shuas Ben HaShemayim. Shalos Shuas Ben HaShemayim. What's that? Yeah. One of the Balei Taisers, Ben Yankiv, Afghan's last name, he wrote Shalos Chaloim, It's a small sefer. It's a fascinating sefer because he used to ask questions and get answers. In Shmayim. And his whole discussion, the validity of that. I heard about Shmayim. We discussed last week. Ain't ever shadal chadish. So there's a Masarav Cook edition where Reuven Margolius has Akdam in the beginning. Fascinating. Akdam brings many places. We see if it did go in a Shmayim, what the gather that is. But that's not for now. That's all shit by itself. But upon him, he writes one of these. It's very fascinating over here because sometimes they didn't answer him straight. They answered him with psukim, like he had to figure it out, and sometimes he has to ask the question again. It's a very fascinating sefer. It's a very thin blue sefer. Anyway, one of the things he asked of the Birchas Torah, and the answer was that there's three brachas. There's the Birchas HaMitzvah, Birchas HaTefillah, and I think a Birchas HaShvach. So, Mechalik is a Birchas HaShvach, it could be, it's all there. Anyway, okay. This next Ramban over now. Skip to Ramban. Oh. Now, in the grow and the going also to Mavur is a Birchas HaMitzvah. Because two places. One, we mentioned already, but also two other places. The other talks are this. The one, right, we said Noshim, that we mentioned. The other thing is, by here, Mechaber says, Hamahar, but the Beitayr ain't Sarach Mabarach. The Goyin argues. The Goyin says, why? Because kan mevarach al mitzvah, bichilek a mitzvah beir, hoinem bevegis beyan belayla. But zloim belev, shenem bevehegin libi. It's also got a shayla. What is the word hagisa? What is the word hegyon? Is different. Does it mean talking, or does it mean thinking? The Goyin says hegyon libi lefenecha means thinking. So hagisa beyan belayla is even thinking, learning, right? Most of our learning, perhaps, is being done with thinking. You know, not necessarily, if you're learning yourself, you're not learning the chavrusa, you're not necessarily saying it out loud. So Meila says, the Ganavada, the mitzvah Talmud Torah is even with thinking. So Meila, so why should make a bracha? You see clearly that the Ganavada is learning, it's a birchas mitzvah. He's saying, if the Ganavada mitzvah is machshava, so why should make a bracha? So Chayr of Shem Mechaber is, everyone says, what many people say already, that based on the Mesiasif, it's a mitzvah on the Beit Gavay Bittel. You don't make a bracha on the Bittel, because the Bittel is belayed, the Gemara says, the Meila, you don't make a bracha on Machshav. So, even though it's about the Mechaber of the Mitzvah, but it's a Chal, the Berchus of Mitzvah, so you only make a bracha on the Meisa, not on Machshav, and that would be a Svara, why don't say a bracha on Hirur, the Betaira, even though Vada the Mechab is also masking the Mechab is Talmud Taira, Ayidei Hirur. Okay, now, back to Avarab. Okay, so Yushalmi, the Taira brings down, says, famous Yushalmi, says, who should shun al asar? This that we say, what Shmuel said, Hishkim, Lomai Kaidim, so you make a bracha. But if you start learning after Kriya Shema, then you potter because Bracha Avraham potter. Says Yushalmi, is it tonight? Husha Shana Alasa. You have to learn right away. Okay? So, and that is a Shaila. What does it mean, Ushlam Alasa? We'll see more in Barich, but we'll just. Does that mean Beisheris is Mesopic? Does that mean that meaning they have to have said Krishna right away, right? And then, only then does it happen. But if somehow you didn't say it right away, then it's a problem. Or it means no, you have to learn after davening. Krishna doesn't happen. Krishna is not considered Torah in this. You have to learn after davening. That's a suffering base. I said we'll see more about that soon. Okay? So a suffering where the Krishna fulfills the requirement of the Yushalmi, Vushu Yilma Asar. I said Avraham, I said Krishna right away. Krishna is tired. So is that count or not? Now the Rosh says, at this that we say you have to learn Al Asar. It's not by Avraham. He says, "Lo mischazi l'shem berachas Torah, el b'shayin al-asar." It doesn't look like you're doing berachas Torah only if you learn right away. If you learn right away, you're showing that you're considering it a berachas Torah. That's what this is. Halacha of Taisvus, the Shalom is pasuk in Shulchan Aruch. Berachas Abba Zayilim, Pateras Berachas Atayra, Imlamad Miyad Belihas. Now, the Rashi is on right. This is a very fascinating shita, which I don't think I was ever aimed on the shita until I gave this year, until I was preparing for this year. Even though it's pelik because the Craig brings down, I'm a little shocked at myself. But anyway, point is, the Rashi is on right. That some agayris who shakara al asar, and fi that gerisa means krishma. So the sub basically as mentioned before, if he does gerisa the raivid who shakara al asar, what are you reading? You mean krishma. But he says the other gerisa is nishalmi is not who shakara al asar, who shashan al asar, learning. So he says. Ain habracha mitzi asai eli de oisa kriya smuch lebracha. When hifsik because of the kara tzarach lachzel levarich. Says the Ravid, and even the Shalmi says vushalom and alasar. Not like the Rosh that you have to learn right away in order to make it into berachas Torah. There's not nikkur that's berachas Torah unless you learn right away. So the Ravid says. That Husha Shana Al-Asar meaning it only helps for the learning you're doing right after. But if you stop, you're mafsik, you go to breakfast and you come back, then you have to make a new bracha. The Avarabba doesn't pop to the learning that you did what that wasn't right away. And that's Ravid, Lavush, in two places, says that as well. This that the path is tired, it's only turning them right away. He writes that again. He says, Nilish Ap Mispal, ain't Nikra Hefsik, it's not a Hefsik. But still, you should. Say Berachas Torah before Avraham because it's the path of the rest of the Torah. And Simon the Beis again, he says it. That's interesting. The Ramah over there says, it's an interesting Ramah, which is also Shaila how to learn. We'll see. The Ramah says, a guy comes late to Shul. Okay? They're up the Baruch already. I can imagine the guy would do that, but Kasha Maisa, it happened. You know, a guy made a Mishnah the night before and he went to sleep 3 in the morning, he's woke up a little late. So, what does he do? So, Lalocha, we say he can't skip Zug de Zimra. As we say, Baruch Shem Ashi Yishtabach, and then he can continue. The Machabov is going in, and the Ramah is going, that he can skip. He comes to buy Baruch Hu, he can start right away. Baruch. Ramah says that after that we say all the brachas. What do you mean? No. The point is that you don't have time. You want to die like a mensch. You're not like you're rushing through just to catch up. Same amount of time takes everyone else, you should be taking yours, right?
If you're about to end, you can say it and just finish the knowledge.
Yeah, I'd say that wasn't the point. The point is, you came then, so it's late. You don't have time to say it. You want to make it to a bit safer. You want to also you want to say Bill's Krishna. You want to run through Bill's Krishna, you want to say Bill's Krishna. Especially as Arab Shulis, you want to say Abba Rabba, you want to cry a little bit by saying who came, etc. Right? You know, of Rachman, Rachman, and the same with Ben, the Hopin, the Hospital, Shmuel, the Lulam, the Lish, the Hospital, the Kayas, the Zelka. My name is Arasaka, the Abbey of the Zelka. So, you want to say like a mensch? You want to just run through it? So, the Ramah says, yeah, you have to say the Bracha. So, what about Bracha's Taira? That's a big discussion in the Achrayinim. is that the Masayim say all the brachas? Does that include brachas Torah? We say no, brachas Torah yet with that Marabba. Says the Levush, even brachas Torah. Why? I have yet with that Marabba. Zok the Levush, that Marabba only pops if we learn only what you learn right afterwards. So maybe this guy hopefully is going to be learning a little bit the rest of the day, even though he came so late in davening. So maybe Levad, he has to say brachas Torah as well. The Maisa, the Tzlach, actually, the Tzlach and the these are the I got from the Sefer Chatzel Zashar and Rav Halbach. The Lush is a good Gemara Makam, and the Tzlach as well. Tzlach on the Taisa over there, he's been dying in Taisa. This Taisa over there said, "B'nai Mishalmi." Taisa says a Lashon. He says that the Shalmi, who Shalom Al Sar, is Dafka by Avarapa. It's not Ikka Birchas Taira. Ikka was Misak of Krishma. So then, the only pater is Elam Yilmud Miyad, Vegam Layas has Chadats. Taisa adds. Smashm says it's Lach. The Avarapa only paters what you learn right away, if you learn right away, and only if you're not Masir Das afterwards. But if you learn, then you went ahead, when the practice came back, you have to make Rubrach anyway. That's the Tzlach's deal in Tais, like these Shittas, which like changes the whole, it's a game changer on the whole on the Shalmi. The Shalmi Fiza, the Shalmi saying, Avarab, only possible where you learn right away. Now, okay, let's see. The Tzlach is Mayruch. Whatever you want to say, there's a change of Taisus, but we're not going to go into that right now. Now, so we mentioned before already, the Mesiris is Mesupik. Does Kriya Shema help to be considered Liman al Asar? Zok Mishavura. What's the Suffolk? Because he says that Krishna is like tefillah. Since you're not saying l'shem limud, min dali rabba, and the going that doesn't help for Yerushalmi. So melef is that. Why? Because Krishna is ikka tefillah. It's part of tefillah. Meli says, if he's there, let's say a guy is davening Krishma after his non Krishma, Chmal Islam, the Bat Mitzvah is of Krishma, saying Krishma afterwards. Okay, he said Krishma, we go, he said for a second, he woke up for a second, said Krishma went back to sleep, fine. No, he was Yaitzu with that or not, I don't know. And how much Kabbalah did he have already? Anyway, but the point is, says that if you say Krishma after Zman Krishma, any El Kari B'Tayra, even though you could say the Brachas, it's like Kari B'Tayra. Says Meshvur Baal B'Chedesh. That Mela, if it's bigger Kari B'Tayra, so Mela, then the Bracha Avaraba, it's considered the Kima of Liman Al Asar. Because you learn, because you're not saying Krishma, it's after Zman Krishma. Elma, what are you doing? Kari B'Tayra. Oh, it's Kari B'Tayra, then it's the Kima of Yishalmi. It's Ganai Schab of the El Yirah, or the Shvur, the El Yirah himself. Now, so here's really a question. Because, the question, what is the Yisoid over here? Is the Yisoid this? Because there's a question, also the Beis Yosef and Mechaba talk about, do you have to make a Berachas HaTorah on Pesukim that is said Derech Tachnunim? So again, by Slichas, the slichas had this. Slichas is loaded with sukkah. So you have to say Berachas Torah on slichas. You're not saying Torah Slim. You're saying Torah Tachlum. Torah Tefillah. That's a big shayla. Also the Mechaber's and something like that. The question is whether these two shaylas have to do with each other. In other words, are we saying that by Krishna, the reason why Krishna is not called Lim Torah Al Asar is because Krishna is Derech Tefillah. So Basim Krishna doesn't require Berachas Torah. It's best that it's not gather of limud. What's the fun? We're not. We're not making Berachas Torah. We're not. Berachas Torah is not Krishna. Berachas Torah is the best
Torah. No, it's the Krishna.
The Rabban said it was Berachas Torah. It's Krishna Rabban. The Krishna Rabban. The Pasha is the same Berachas Torah. It's Bach on Krishna. Or it's Berachas Torah. It's not Berachas Torah. So l'chayra, again, whether Krishna is considered lima tara al asar, the suffix of the base area, should be telling the other suffix whether tara derech tachnunim needs a bracha now. That's what we say first. That's some achrayim say like that. Stipas like that. Others say like that. L'maisa, my son will want the taina, not like that. And he wanted taina, and betzem is mechichit from the berlocha. He wanted taina that like this, that avada krishma is considered taira le'inyin that requires berachas taira. Because it nothing to do with the shayla whether tachnunim requires taira. There it's saying the psukim pashal tefila. Here you're saying krishma like Yerushalmi, right? The Rabbani even as shinun, right? It says you're saying the parasha. Avada requires berachas taira. Narvas, in order that it should be considered liman al-asar to give status of Birchus Torah to Abba Rabba, it has to be nicker they doing L'Shem Talmud Torah. In other words, since it's part of the Seder of Davening, so it's not nicker they doing L'Shem Talmud Torah, Memela can be considered learning that would give Abba Rabba again the Birchus Torah. In order that, like the Rosh said, that he says, why only Avraham needs to learn al asar? Why? Because it's not nicker, it's the Birchus Krishma. You have to make it the Birchus Torah. So, male, if you try to make it the Torah, then it has to be a learning that's clearly learning, the Torah is learning, not as part of Seder Davening. It doesn't mean to say that the Tzad is only on the side of Krishna doesn't need a bracha. And in that, Lashon Beis Yeri, so it says, Krishna would feel like a Shiva Limud Le'inyin Zeh. Le'inyin zeh, that it's going to make Abraham and Birchus Torah, it's not considered Torah. Le'inyin itself, that it requires Birchus Torah, that could be yet. Amaisa, that fits with the Rosh we just said. So Mela, that's what he's at. He's dying also in the Berlocha. The God is the Siman and Beis over there. Back to that Ramah, Rabbi Yisai. Back to the Ramah that says, the guy comes late and he starts Yetzar. Yeah? And afterwards he says he's finished all the brachas. The question is, which brachas? The God says that, doesn't have to say. Kids, the problem is like this. Let's say a guy wants, that guy is a Ramah. He doesn't want to be Yaitz with Avraham. He wants to say Baruch Tzayim like he's supposed to. All the brachas, Maharav Noah, Shabrach HaBanu, Gvalka, and Tzchoyz, and the brachas. He doesn't want to pop himself with Avraham. He wants to say the brachas. He says, B'm Gadim, you should have mind not to be Yaitz with Avraham, Baruch Tzayim. Mela, you can say Baruch Tzayim later. In fact, the Beralacha, what are you talking about? He says, M'chamach B'yatzah Shekhar Krishma, in other words, how can you tell me the Yimchavin not be Yitzah? If Yimchavin not be Yitzah, then you're saying Krishna not a bracha. You need the Avarab at least for the Krishna. Yeah? So, male, why not? So, you see that Avada Krishna is going, Krishna need Krishna's Tairi, he says. Krishna's Tairi. It needs a bracha. Elamai. Shaila is whether it's enough to pater, to give Avarab a status of Birchus Tairi, to pater everything else. Kitzer. That's what you want the time. Now, Emerson, Minyan, the Krager, these sheeters that we're talking about, Gabi Avarab, what a pater is, a pater right away, etc. Or, you know, does it help? Does it help that Krishna? Is it, you know, what's Lamaisa? Yeah, what's Lamaisa? We say this is something where the Krishna patterns. When we all ask, a guy said Avraham, said Shema, and didn't learn right after Davini. What's it din? Does it say Birchus Torah or not? What's the halacha? Halacha Maisa. Could happen, a guy comes late. So Birchus Torah, we pass, you don't skip to the Zimra. But Birchus Torah Maisa, you could skip. The Birchus Shachar Batsim, you could skip. You could say the Birchus Shachar is the Davini. Yeah? Something that kind of Shami shouldn't say if he said, kind of Shami, maybe not. Zag Yitzah with the Bracha and Shmeres and Chaim Eisen. But the other brachas you say afterwards. What's the halacha ma'isa? Ma'isa, everyone knows the famous shtickel of Kveger, which is what to talk about, not now. Kveger says the guy sleeps erev shvuos, or any time during the day. And he stays up all night, the man of shach can make a bracha the next morning, because it's two shittas, but it's totally in sleeping. Konen rashi, if you sleep by day, you have to make a bracha. Konen main time not, it's totally each day. So mainly here, the man of shach, you can make a bracha if you slept. During the day, the three rashi make a bracha sleeping, and you stay up all night. Next morning, you can make a bracha. Famous of Kveger.
You don't have to be yotzei.
He said that. What?
You have someone else make a bracha. You were say I made. So you don't
mind
being yotzei, and then you go to sleep during the day when you wake up to say.
So that's look,
ma'isa.
I know I have. Say it. Why that? A guy takes a 3 hour shlof Shabbos afternoon. Why is it different? What about that child? Ma'isa, the Shvurah says in Baruch Lehipsid, it's not in Shina during the day. Big, we pass like the Rosh, that Shina during the day is a Hipsid. Yeah. And truth of the matter is, actually, I pushed you up too quickly because that's, you're right, that sleeping in Shvurah might be better. But it's hard to say that even Ben Tam, even Shina B'yayim, even if Ben Tam, whatever, it's complicated, I don't want to go into it right now, it'll take forever. But the point is, bottom line, that's a chiddush of Kveger. So Kveger himself asks, one second, the guy slept during the day, he died married. He said, I'm a sailor. So Chayra, also sleeping, he already patted himself, Birchus and Paris, you don't have the Manashach, you guys have the Rabbah. So you don't have Manashach. Then you have this time of Shai, he stayed up all night. Okay, the guy stayed up all night, might as well make a Rabbah. What? I'm a sailor, not Rabbah, same thing.
No, I'm saying, but
he said he died married. Again, what was Kveger say? Monoshach. I slept and I stayed up all night. But if I made a bracha on the sleeping, it doesn't. I can't mitzarve the sleeping with the staying up all night. On the sleep, the heps of the sleep, I made a bracha. So forget it. I didn't sleep. It's not a gay anymore. Now I stayed up all night. I don't make a bracha. Right? That's Kveger's tying on himself. It's not going to be Kveger. This is a knowledge fascinating Kveger. So there. Like this, according to Berit Tam, it's a new day. Everybody has to make a bracha. Even if you derive it, yeah, the derive it holds. Avraham only patters. We have the derive it. And goes to Chodesh. Avraham only patters what you learned right then. So, Mayo, the guy said, huh? The guy, but only patters what he learns right away. He went home, he ate, then he didn't learn, and that's it. So anyway, it doesn't help. Avos Ha'olam only helps what you learn right now. So Mela, but got the old all the learning, the sleep was absent. So right, you have the Manashah. Furthermore, says Rabbi Kveger, that Legabit the Shiloh, where the Krishna is called all Sar. Most people, let's say you didn't learn right after that, right? The only Shiloh because maybe Krishna should pat to you, right? If you learn right after that, fine, but you didn't. That you didn't. Right. So what's all Shaila that you potter, you patter, and all that's Rab, Alts Krishma. He says Krishma, he says, in Daik, both in the Mechaba and the Ramah, that Lalacha, but Yeved, Krishma doesn't patter. It doesn't make Abraham into Bracha. It doesn't help you stuff make new Bracha. Why? He says the first in Daik, Mechaba. Mechaba is a Yeshli topic if Krishma helps or not. He says, Lachain, Yeshli Zar, Levarach, Bechstar, Kaiden. To avoid the problem, you say Bechstar in the morning before Shema. Because you have a selfie. But he doesn't say, he should say big chiddush. Yeshlis topic. Yeah, and therefore, if you said Avraham and you said Krishma, you should make another bracha. So bracha zol, you should say bracha zol again. Since the Mechaber doesn't say that, what does he say? The only nafka mina in this topic is to avoid the problem, you should say bracha zol in the morning. Yeah, it's mashma that alts the fact that b'di'evet about you say bracha zol again. But that's if Krishna doesn't bother. Krishna is not considered learning all aside to fulfill the requirement of Rishon. Therefore, the Mechaber says, what's the nafkamina? That it's a suffix. The only nafkamina that it's a suffix is that you should avoid the problem by saying in the morning. So the Mechaber, why is it big chiddush? If it's a suffix, if he said Abraham, he said Shema, you can't make a bracha afterwards. Because maybe you fulfill Rishon's requirement. Elmai, but since the Mechaber doesn't say that, Vayistayis, that b'di'evet, you still make another bracha. It's backed after the Ramah as well, because Ramah, we said before, the Ramah says that if you came late, started the Yitzir, you after Shema Yisrael, after Amin, you say all the brachas. All the brachas. Says the Rav Kveger, all the brachas including Birchus HaTorah. Lavush brought from there. So Craig says, you see, they make a bracha. The Begotten says, no, it means without the Brachas Torah. Says Craig, it says, well, the bracha, and he's Rambam, and then the Ramah says, Ayin Kimavur, but it's a Mem Zayin. What's a Mem Zayin? Brachas Torah. He's referring to his uncle Craig, Ramah's being Rambam, this halacha, that Krishma is a Safik, but we hold that Maisa, you have to make a bracha. That's what Fager in times upon him. You see, Fager Maisa says that unless you learn right after davening, it's not gonna halacha. It's not gonna pop. We told my brothers of Torah. This is a famous Gemara in the Darim. Gemara says, "I'm all of the Aretz." So the Berachah Torahly Chila. And Yain explains over there. The Rambam and Yaina. That means because they didn't learn, the Torah wasn't chashed by them as royal of Baruch, because they didn't learn Lashma. No, no, Mazal's in the Bacha. That's what it says, the Pasuk that it says, the Holkuba, Kleinmar, Bekavanos, Lashma. The Chsam Seifer is Meir Chnizim Ben Yaina, over in the Darn, I think it is. He says that, what's this Lashma? They said they didn't learn Lashma. They didn't say they didn't learn Lashem Shemayim. They didn't learn Lashma. So what does the Shema mean? He's going with Hakalei Lung, the famous Rechaim Golojin, Shai Dalet, what's Torah L'Shema? Torah L'Shema means for the sake of Torah. So Meili says, in other words, what they did it was the kind of mitzvah, and to know about Lachis, but not for the sake of learning. It says the Chassam Sofer that he says a fascinating thing. He says, Kohas V'Oisa Esek, Inenu El L'Kayim Mitzvah, Inenu Adam Mekiyam Mitzvah Gufa. If you're learning just in kind of mitzvah, so it's just a hechsher mitzvah, so you don't have the mile of learning that the Gemara in Saita says that Torah is megan from the Yetzer Hara, bein bid the asik, bein bid the loyasik. Torah has a special power of protecting. That power that Torah has to protect you does not. You don't have that when you learn Shlai Lishma. They don't have to learn Shlai Lishma. Actually, the Archaim HaKadosh, last week's parasha, says the same thing. The Archaim HaKadosh has 42 pshatim in Chesed and Hilayichu. One of them, he says that Chesed Hilayichu, Vasisim Aysam, he says that the power that Torah has. Oh, yes, and Achteifel, and Doig. The more that it was Shemes Vilchom, Mahamdei, I, Torah's Megan. So he says, they don't show the Shema. But the Gemara says even. Or he says that they don't show the Shema. That is, so the Kayah that Torah has, to Megan and Matzel, says the Archaim HaKadosh, and some said saying the same thing, that only is if you learn the Shema. So even the Gemara said, Lalim Yasuk, I'm Torah, Shema, Baal the Shema. But say it. So you should do it to get you to the Shema. But the guy with the Kayah, of Torah, the matzah from Avera, the matzah from the Eitzahar, the matzah from Pranius, that kind of the learning of Torah Lishma. And that's what I'm saying over here also. So Meila, that's what the Aretz, the Ben Yair is saying, they didn't learn Lishma. They didn't learn for the sake of Torah. And he says, I'm sorry, goes on to say, he says, Ik mitzvah of Eitzahar Torah, mitzvah ne'atzmai, lahad is being nothing to do with the king of mitzvahs. Lahadis by Yom Velaylo, Lahamigal Ayin, the whole Taitse cell, Umwea, Ki Omgamach Shoysel. And then he's attacking Mchais to Lechush to Mel Matayra. That's the Om Matayra. Not just for the mitzvah. For the mitzvah, that doesn't require males. You pick up a kid Shulchan Aruch, and you know the mitzvahs, right? That male is to understand the Torah. A Joyish Makabal Schar. That's what the Ben Yair means, Lishma, and by then the Torah wasn't called, they weren't learning Lishma, they didn't have that mile of Torah, it's a mele, that's all Azal of the Arts. And that's why the Churban came because of that. He says, well, so what was the Raya? That was because of that, was because that's why they make a bracha. They didn't make a bracha because they thought it was just Hechsher Mitzvah. So it's Hechsher Mitzvah, you don't make a bracha on Hechsher Mitzvah. Torah was just them, the Hechsher Mitzvah. Then why make a bracha? Hechsher Mitzvah. Torah, classically the Torah, but Haravda, that's the Mitzvah itself, that's Torah itself, and that then they make a bracha. Similarly, the Taz says that the reason why they were Nenash, Al Azim Esterasi, he said also by Holchuba. So he says, the Torah is only Meskaya and Mishamem is Atzmele. The Hainu Shahisik will pilpul, Masim Matmatera, and he also brings down the positive Chais Telechu, Shemel Matera, like Chais Telechu. Has to be a whole Halachelach is the Torah. So maybe if someone learns Torah, Matarich Einig, Matarich, you know, Matarich Einig, and without Yigia, that's not lehol. That's the lehol chubah. There wasn't chayis telechu. What's chayis telechu? She didn't there. What did it say over there? They lehol chubah. They didn't go. Meaning they didn't have the amelus and they didn't have the main misatz meila on the Torah. Anytime it's kind of when mishum main misatz, we have to push yourself. We have to work hard and not take it easy. The Rambam says that someone that's going to sleep a lot, 5 in the morning is. Especially Erev Shavuos, Chayes a day. Show up at 20:11 Friday morning, Erev Shavuos. I don't know. Anyway, the he says that's the bracha of Lasik B'Divrei Torah. That's a Lasik B'Divrei Torah. It's an Asik. It's not just taking it easy. So Ma'aseh Sant comes up Etzel Fida Tad. Which bracha? Which is the bracha that was the tefi on them they didn't make, was the last of the Messiah. They didn't take Torah as an Asik. The Asik, the Tahara, but the Amal B'Torah. I once saw B'Shem Baal Shem Tov, he says the bracha they didn't make was the bracha of Baharabna. Baharabna. So I think there's really a connection over here. Because there's two stories I always like saying over by Baruch Ber. There's one story that, that Baruch Ber was once by in Mola's house. Mola was looking by the for Sefer. Santa Brenda is another, you know, art school in the other room. You know, what are you looking for? Say she's looking for Rashba. Rashba was the Shiligo on Rashba. She said when she's a little kid, and her father Baruch Ber would be learning. And she sit there hours watching him. Why? Because sometimes he'd pick up his head, turn to her and say, whatever the name was, Spinzer, Gay bring me a Rashba. Go bring me a Rashba. But the way he asked for it was such obvious a Torah. Gay bring me a Rashba. Better ask him for a Rashba. And she says, whenever she needs a boost of obvious a Torah, she takes Rashba. And she holds the Rashba, and that brings her back when she was a little kid. And Baruch Ber would pick up his hand and say, "Gei bring me a Rashba." That gave her that boost of Avos HaTorah. There's another story that I once heard from Baruch Ber. Baruch Ber once gave a shir, gave a whole shir in the Rashba, and someone, one of the Bokrim, you know, asked the Kasha, "Kilos, Himach Devek." Baruch Ber said he like pushed it aside, you know. Baruch Ber said a whole shit trapped in the Rashba. He said, "Nah, it's not pshat." Right. He's like, you know, it's not pshat. So Ber turned to him, turned around, he says, "Hostu amoga kente bar Rashba." He said, "Did you ever get sick over Rashba?" He asked this guy, I spent hours and hours, you hit Rashba, you hit Pshat, no, Rebbe, it's not Pshat, I think it's Pshat, you know. Hasna Moga, Krente Barashba, do you ever get sick over Rashba? So Pshat is, I think these two stories are connected, because someone that cranks it Barashba, someone that gets sick over Rashba, he's horrible, he's humble in the Rashba. That he gets sick over Rashba, such a person, he has that tremendous avos. That's where the avos HaTorah comes from. That when 50 years later, his daughter still remembers that when she picks up a Rashba, brings her back to her Baruch Ber, would turn to her and say, "Yebei me Rashba." And that's Bamison. So, you know, people, you know, look at Avos HaTorah. If you crank in the Rashba, then you have the Avos HaTorah of the Rashba. That was Rashi, Gemara Shabbos, on the Peches and Beis, the Sugis of Kabbalah HaTorah. Gemara says, that Lomim shdil tera kenogid loy mechaman nogid yesh boi lamas la'achyes and the tera yesh boi lamas la'achyes hainam rava ma'aminim boi Sama the Chaya. Torah is a portion of life. Umaiminim ba, washing your minnows. Masmilim ba, Sama the Mops, the Mice. Says Rashi. Says Rashi. The Maiminim Sama the Chaya. Says Rashi, Asukim b'kol koicham utrudim l'das saida ka'odim mishtamis b'yad yamin sheyikr. Says Rashi, when Torah is Maiminba is Sama the Chaya, Maiminba is Sama the Chaya. Pshat Rashi says Maiminba, so much oisib yamin. Rashi says, "Trudim l'das soida." Pshat is that it has to bother you. That's a crankin' in the Rashba. Yeah, it has to bother you. It sounds okay. Say okay, chadashi. Okay, you get this point. You don't get it. Point. It's not a point. I'm gonna get it right there. No, it has to be Torah, and the males of Torah requires, and them I mean about. That's a good avodah. The true avodah is if you're harav and you're humble, and it bothers you. Truth must decide them. And if you don't know pshat, you have to go figure it out. And if you don't know, if you ask someone else, and you work it out. But my meaning about Sama the Chaya, that's only for those that are Chudim, Lada, Saida, and that then Torah is my meaning. But otherwise, Chas v'Shalom, what do I say? Still 2 days left of the Shleish Me'avol. 1.5 days left. So we still have time to make, and all the Svarim talk about that with the Kabbalah Satara. That we said new Kabbalah Satara every year. The Kabbalah Satara is Gefila Chana. Kabbalah Satara is Gefila Chana. So all the Drachim, and Amelus, and the Igiya, and the Asmada, and everything else, you have to prepare yourself, And long Friday, yeah, it's not just a regular Friday, it's the second day of Shlosh Megbal. So go, let a whole Friday go by, and decide, okay, whatever, Friday morning, whatever, it's already gone, but, and Shabbos, okay. Take a nap, don't stay up all night, but you have to realize it, that the Kefila Achana of these days, the Kamish is a couple of hours left. Kefila Achana, that's going to change, it's going to make a big difference in your Kabbalah's Torah, and that's going to be the Kabbalah's Torah for the whole year. And it's going to change every minute of the Achana. It's going to change the level of Kabbalah's Torah, and the level of Kabbalah's Torah is again the Kabbalah's Torah the whole year.